Episode 15. Confused and weary and longing to be free, Teresa finally responded to God's grace and was able to commit herself more fully to Him.
That I knew how to depict the captivity my soul was in during this time. I understood clearly that I was in captivity, but I wasn't able to understand why. Nor was I able to believe completely that what my confessors did not consider serious was less wrong than I in my soul felt it was. One confessor told me, when I went to him with a scruple, that even if I were to have sublime contemplation, such occasions and associations would not be harmful to me. This happened towards the end of this period, when, by the mercy of God, I was withdrawing more from great dangers, but I hadn't completely abandoned the occasions. Since my confessors saw my good desires and my devotion to prayer, they thought I was doing a good deal. I consider it now a pity that so much happened and so little help was found anywhere except in God, and they gave me a great pretext for my pastimes and satisfactions by saying that these were lawful. I wanted to live, for I well understood that I was not living but was struggling with the shadow of death, but I had no one to give me life, and I was unable to catch hold of it. Well, my soul now was tired, and in spite of its desire, my wretched habits would not allow it to rest. It happened to me that one day, entering the oratory, I saw a statue they had borrowed for a certain feast to be celebrated in the house. It represented the much wounded Christ and was very devotional, so that beholding it, I was utterly distressed in seeing him that way, for it well represented what he suffered for us. I felt so keenly aware of how poorly I thanked him for those wounds that it seems to me my heart broke. Beseeching him to strengthen me once and for all, that I might not offend him, I threw myself down before him with the greatest outpouring of tears. I think I then said that I would not rise from there until he granted me what I was begging him for. I believe certainly this was beneficial to me, because from that time I went on improving.